When I first heard of a pipeline of wastewater from Blackmans Bay going to irrigate South Arm under the river, I thought, this is genius. You know, golf tourism's wonderful, and Barn Boogle, all of those places, we could have that just across the bay here. Makes lots of money. But Penny warns us wastewater with plastic fibres from clothes washing machines on golf courses and farmland could cause an environmental disaster. If you're a South Arm resident, do you feel that losing access to some of that reserve is not fair if it's just going to golfers? Peter McGlone is from the Tasmanian Conservation Trust. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Rick.
I'm so confused about these announcements. There seems to be a state one, a federal one. I thought the golf people were paying for the pipeline, now the government are. What's happening?
Well, I think I'm going to put a few questions to you. I've read the announcement from the federal minister. They've given $5 million to what they say is the South Arm pipeline project. But then if you read the detail that's on the department's website from the funding program, it says that the funding is for the treatment of the water. The proponent has long flagged the possibility of treating the water to a higher level. So I don't know whether it's for building the pipeline or the treatment plant, and there's nothing from the proponent or the government that says specifically who's getting the money and what's it being spent on. So it's $5 million of our funding. And I think one of the key questions is, it's meant to be from an agricultural funding program, and I'm wondering, with treated water, what agriculture is going to benefit in the South Arm Peninsula, and I think a lot of people down there are probably wondering the same thing.
Well, Peter, it so happens that Craig Ferguson, the Southern Pipeline Project Manager, is on the line because he wants to be part of this conversation, which is terrific. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, great. Can you answer some of those questions Peter just put to us?
Yeah, indeed. Yes, the $5 million was funded from the National Water Grid Program, and it's purely based on the agricultural and primary industry benefit of the water that will come across from Blackmans Bay to South Arm, nothing to do with the golf irrigation. The golf course will use some of that water, but it'll use about 24% of the total, but the $5 million was assessed on the economic benefits of the agricultural and primary industry benefits.
So that's higher quality water than you'd originally planned. So who's paying for the rest of the pipeline?
Yeah, it's about a $10 million project, and that includes taking... So at the moment, Taswater dispose of 100% of their water that they treat at the Blackmans Bay treatment plant into the Derwent River. That's okay under an environmental protection notice, apparently, but we're hoping to take about 50% of that total that is disposed of into the river, take it through a further treatment process to make it Class A water, so really high quality irrigation water, and then pipe that across to the South Arm side. The pipeline will come across about midway between South Village and Opossum Bay Village, and then T North and South. And the beneficiaries of some of that water include Tas Fire Service, many farmers who hope to improve and diversify and increase their production of all sorts of farming products. The land over there is great for grapes and olives, as well as brassicas, and there's a protea flower gardener over there. So there's...
Oh, and Craig, and we've seen what irrigation's done in the Midlands and Southern Beaches as well. Just stay with us for one more second. Peter McGlone, so that answers some of those questions for the Tas Conservation Trust, but you've also got concerns about what runoff from that irrigation might do for the handfish. What are those issues?
Yeah, well, the pipeline is a threat to the handfish as well, and the risks to the handfish from the pipeline going under Half Moon Bay are yet to be addressed. If they do get a pipeline to take water to South Arm, what we worry about is the irrigation, particularly some of the very steep slopes around the coastline of Arm End. We're going to see very nutrient-rich water carrying sediments into the bay, and there's two other populations of handfish in the South Arm area that are at risk there. Those risks are yet to be addressed. There's never been any assessment by any government or council for them. And if I might say, Rick, I'm not sure whether Craig... I think Craig just opened up a whole lot more questions there. He still didn't answer who was going to get the $5 million and what specifically the $5 million is for. And I think what it's for is the treatment of the water to Class A. And the Class A water, still, if you're the average resident of South Arm or Possum Bay or thinking of growing potatoes, you're not going to be, or very unlikely, to be able to use that water. What it does give a huge advantage to is if you're wanting to operate a golf course, because it means that you don't have to restrict the public's access to the use of that area immediately after you stop irrigating. So I think the water pipe, the $5 million is entirely for the benefit of the golf course.
Peter McGlone from the TAS Conservation Trust. Craig Ferguson is the South Arm Pipeline Project Manager at 28 past 7 and answering and addressing some of these questions immediately. So, Craig, runoff affecting the handfish, is that something the project's looked at?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. This process has been about 4 years in the making, and we've had to address all concerns, including handfish and runoff. It's unfortunate. Peter won't, you know, he chooses to take information and speculate. He won't talk to us and fully understand the project. So that's a bit disappointing. I can address all of those points. The pipeline was one of the biggest construction concerns, was the impact on the handfish. And so our construction methodology is to bypass the habitat altogether of the handfish, and that's been approved under a rigorous and really high scrutiny process. In terms of the runoff, the way that the water is applied to the land is via really strict controls. We have to put groundwater wells in and do some baseline monitoring of the marine environment and the groundwater, as well as how the water is applied is through a really high-tech irrigation system. That's just on the Arm End area. But the main thing is that the water is of really super high quality. It's Class A water. It's not drinking water, but it's just the one step down from that. And so it's equivalent to kind of rainfall as it's applied. But there'll be conditions and controls about how that is applied as well, just to make sure that we don't have those environmental negative effects.
John at Newtown says it's 100% of the water allocated. How many farmers have signed up?
Yeah, we've done a demand assessment on the need for the water, and it's going to be very popular. The eventually over the time, once the infrastructure goes in, then it will be 100% allocated.
We'll keep following this as we go through, but Craig, thanks for coming on the program this morning and addressing some of those things. And Peter McGlone, thank you as well.